Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 176. Welcome to another episode of New Mindset Who Dis with me, Case, just a dude with a bunch of feelings who bought a microphone and talks about them each week. So thanks for listening. Really does mean a lot to me that you listen and that you subscribe and come back each week. It really is cool to see how many of you listen. It really is insane. So thank you. And I've got a great episode for you today. It's one that I think will really resonate with you because, as with all episodes, it's about a mindset that I live by that really pushes me to do what I say I'm going to do, to, you know, talk the talk, but most importantly, walk the walk. And I think that's a really, really big part of life. Such a big part. It's the part. It's the essential part to being successful, of course, but just happy and fulfilled and, you know, enthusiastic, you know, to do what you say you're going to do. And that's the biggest question. Do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you do what you say you're going to do? And right off the bat, I want to say that this episode definitely isn't an episode where I'm going to be like, yo, man, you know, you've got to put in the work if you want that thing. You've got to hustle. You got to grind. No sleep. No, this isn't an episode of me like standing on a soapbox saying you've got to grind. I think that's a given. We know that. And I will touch on that in a bit. But for me, it's more of a question of, do you do that thing you do? You know, that thing you say you want to do, that person you say you want to become. How often do you do it? How often do you do that thing you say you want? How often do you practice? Because at the end of the day, I found that we really are so much more capable than we think of doing it, of becoming it, that thing, that person, whatever. And we need to look our beautiful selves in the mirror and ask ourselves, that thing I say I want, that body I say I want, that confidence I say I want to have, that fulfillment I want, that kind of person I want to be, how often do I practice being it? How often do I practice being that person, doing that thing? That's the question. You know, how often? Well, so table that for a second. That's the question that we're going to talk about here. And let me tell you first what gave me the idea to this episode, because it's all involved here. But I guess if you saw the title and you know, I gave it away. But I don't know if you've seen that movie from the 90s, That Thing You Do. Long time ago, it's got a young, suave Tom Hanks in it. And it's about this band with one hit song titled That Thing You Do. And it's a great movie, classic, you should see it. But for some reason, that song was stuck in my head the other day. And it was like this time warp back to, call it 2001, 2002. And I remember seeing that movie then. And naturally, as a young dude, as a young creative guy, I was like, man, that was such a cool movie. Those guys in the band and the song. I was like, I want to start a band. You know, I want to do what I saw in that movie. So after months of begging my parents, eventually I landed myself a microphone and a guitar, and I was ready to freaking rock. You know, let's go. And I distinctly remember practicing a bit. I remember the setup in our living room. I remember your boy in his finest cargo shorts and bucket hat. He used to have this bucket hat. I remember that and set up, you know, struggling to really create anything that resembled music. I remember that distinctly. But I also remember spending a lot of time lying in bed at night, like visualizing, like fantasizing, picturing your boy, same cargo shorts, same sick bucket hat, just rocking the stage, you know, the ladies swooning, the dudes jealous, and me just up there playing sweet tunes, becoming the songbird of our generation. Like, I remember that. I remember that very well. And then boom, you know, I snapped my fingers and now I'm 31 and can't sing, can't play music. And I look back and I'm like, yeah, you know what happened? I never got serious. I never practiced. I never made it happen. I lived in my head. And I guess, you know, that was enough for me. Not a bad thing. I'm not disparaging myself, but, you know, I guess I learned quickly that it wasn't my thing and that I'd rather just picture what it'd be like to be a great musician, to be in a rock band. Right. And I bring this up because, and I guess it is kind of like oddly meta to work the name of the song from that movie and the episode title and the story, which involves the same song altogether. Whoa. But in that instance, younger me, I most certainly did not do that thing I wanted to do. Right. Like I pictured it. I felt the rush in my head. I pictured what it'd all be like. I felt the endorphins, the dopamine release, whatever. But ultimately, I never did it. And that was my choice. But there was also a choice there that existed the entire time. That was me, of course, practicing and becoming a great musician, I suppose. Like, I could have done that. I could have. And I bring up this example, and I wanted to do this episode to talk about this thing that I do myself clearly and that I see so many other people doing, where, you know, we sit down and we're intentional and we've got this like clarity in our lives. We set these goals, we meditate, we journal, and we're like, yes, like heck yeah, like I see it. I know what I want. I want to be confident. I want to be passionate. I want to travel the world. I want to be successful and talented and impactful. I want a great relationship, find someone special who understands me and I understand them. I want to be a, you know, a great friend, a kind human, an all around great person, right? Like, it's amazing. We do this. We sit down, maybe we even write down like these goals. And I think that's fantastic. That's so great to have that clarity and that awareness. But then when it comes down to doing it, we don't do the thing. We don't do it. We don't practice. And in my experience, of course, naturally speaking, that's why we don't get what we want in life. And at this point, now I'm literally talking about putting in the work. But again, to my point earlier, this isn't an episode where I'm going to say you need to grind your face off. I'm Gary Vee. You know, that certainly applies to things like, you know, you want to become wealthy and successful. You know, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to create something great and put in the hours. But other things that we all want to have in life, more human centric things, you know, to be confident, to be kind, to be supportive, and so on. Those are things that you also have to practice, but they come at like a minimal barrier to entry. But again, I find that we still don't do it. We don't do that thing we do. And in my experience, every single thing in life comes down to practice. Every single thing, whether it's a goal, like I want to be a great podcaster, I want to be a successful athlete, or whether it's, you know, I want to be more outgoing or confident or appreciated. It's all about practice. No matter what, it's about practice. It's about saying what you want and then doing that thing you do. And that's it. And I know now that I say this, you might be like, well, thanks there, Captain Obvious. But, you know, I would challenge you, myself included, of course. And I would say, you know, well, is it? Is it obvious? Is it? Because I would say, think about something that is lacking in your life right now. Something about yourself, personality-wise or character-wise, or something you want to have done or seen or experienced by now, but you haven't. Like, think about that thing or those things or that those characteristics you want so bad. And then I would ask you, well, when was the last time you practiced it? How often do you do it? How often do you do that thing you do? That's the question. Like, for example, super simple example. If you were to say, I want to be more confident in my life, I say, that's amazing. That's great. And then here's comes the question, but do you do it? Do you practice it? Do you put yourself in situations where you push yourself to assert who you are and present yourself and be comfortable and push forward? Do you? Do you do that thing you do? Do you raise your hand and ask a question? Do you volunteer to present something at work or a community event? Do you dial that cold call? Do you ask that person out? Whatever. Like, do you? You know, that's practice. And you need to do it. You need to do that thing you do. Like, there's no way around it. I used to think you could think yourself into improvement and getting things you want, but there's no workaround. it's practice. And, you know, I was thinking about this episode, and another reason that I kind of felt compelled to do this in particular was I was thinking about the podcast, New Mindset, Who Dis? I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, man, wow, you know, I'm approaching 2 years on the podcast, like really crazy, 2 whole years. And after 2 years, like I'm so grateful. The podcast is huge. It's great. It's top in the US. I have 2,000 5-star reviews, all these subscribers. It's amazing. But then I find myself thinking, you know, why isn't it bigger? Why am I not on Ellen and Jimmy Kimmel and the cover of Us Weekly? Like, why not? So what I do is I need to take a step back. First of all, calm down, Case. Second of all, let's take a step back and ask myself, do I do that thing I do? Well, yes. Yes, I sure do. I've done 2 episodes a week for almost 2 years. So check. There's no denying that I do that thing I do. Okay, well, let's dive into it a little bit more, because I'm sure you find yourself in situations where you haven't gotten the results you want. You're not where you want to be just yet, but you're doing the thing you do. You're putting in the work. So let's look at it a little closer. And I'll bring up this 10,000 hour rule. You've probably heard this, and I hate to bring it up because it's not science or anything, but it's a good point of reference. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's a 10,000 hour rule, that it's like, that's the alleged point of becoming an expert, that it takes 10,000 hours of practice, repetition, experience to become an expert at something in life, whether that's a skill set or a habit or a hobby or whatever. You're an expert at that point. So let me consider that for a minute as it relates to my podcast and my seeming lack of success, right? So this episode right here is episode 100, and I've done 175 episodes prior to this episode, right? And each episode takes me roughly 3 hours to do, from writing and outline to recording and editing. So 175 episodes done to date, 3 hours each. That's 525 hours. 525 hours. That's it. Like, what the F? Like, that's not even close to 10,000. And I work hard. Like, I put in the work. I'm passionate. I love it. I care. I skip things to do this. I make it happen. I love doing it. But that's not even close to 10,000 hours. Like, wow. Like, I was so surprised when the math worked out that way. I was like, I can't add real good, but that seems weird. But anyway, 525 hours. And I bring this up because I think even in scenarios where you have a goal in life and you're working towards it, you're doing the thing, you sometimes... Or scratch that. You always need to check yourself to realize that you're going to need more patience. You need more practice as well to make it happen. More practice and more patience. And not just with a podcast or something competitive like a job or a career or, you know, music or writing or something that you're gunning for, but life in general, who you are, who you want to become, the attributes you want to define you, kindness, empathy, comedy, confidence, self-esteem, you name it. You have to practice them for a long time for them to become you, for you to reach that point you want to be at. There's no workaround. Practicing on and off isn't enough. Picturing, visualizing in your head, it isn't enough. It's important for sure. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a very important part of it, but practice trumps everything, everything. And again, I'm really not trying to make this a preachy episode, because like, when I think about myself and I realize that I only have 525 hours put in against something that to me I've invested, oh my God, so much in, it's honestly, it's inspiring. It inspires me. It's not, I'm not disparaging myself. It doesn't make me get down on myself. It fires me up, actually. It's like I have a giddy up and go reaction to it. I'm like, all right, Case, like, that's amazing. You've got this running start. You're doing that thing you do. But my man, okay, now it's time to really do it. It's time to practice and practice and practice and live it. And that's where the magic really happens. And that realization makes me love doing the podcast even more and more. And personally, and on a personal Case Kenny dude level, it makes me more eager to work on myself, to go out there and push myself to be uncomfortable and build my confidence and perspective and all those things. And I think all that being said, I think if you approach the things you want in life with this mentality, it should be exciting and grounding and motivating, not the opposite. You know, and you should approach it this way, to repeatedly and continuously ask yourself, am I doing that thing I do? Case, are you doing that thing you do? Do it. Do it more. Master it. Practice it. become it, have it define you, grow through it. You have to do that thing you do. And when you do, I'm very optimistic that it'll pay off, because I know the universe rewards people with this mentality and who act on this mentality. Like, look at this. Look how incredibly far only 525 hours have taken me with the podcast. It's freaking insane. It's amazing. Imagine what's going to happen after another 525. I'm going to the moon. I'm going to the moon. There's no stopping me. Like, let's freaking go. Or look how far 2 years of, you know, somewhat decent effort at pushing myself personally to be a better man, a better human. Look how far that's gotten me. Give me another 2 years and I'm going to the moon as well. Like, hell yeah. Like, I'm really excited about this. I'm excited that I'm alive and I get a chance to do that thing I do. Even if that thing is aspirational and I'm not great at it right now, I get a chance to wake up each morning, take a big breath, and then do that freaking thing I do. And, you know, I consider life and purpose and everything, but I can't imagine a more crystal clear picture of what it means to have passion and purpose in life than just doing that thing you do. Even if it's a small thing related to who you want to be, or something bigger like a sport or a career or a creative outlet or relationships, you still have to do that thing you do. Practice it. You have to raise your hand more and speak. You have to speak up more and more. You have to talk to more people, go on more dates, save more money, stay laid up late at night, get up early in the morning, whatever. Practice. You know, oh, you're doing that thing you do? You've done something for 100 hours. Let's go do it for 200. Let's go do it for 200. Oh, you've pushed yourself to be uncomfortable 5 times in the past couple of weeks. That's great. But do it 10 more times and then let's talk. Practice, practice, practice. I'm so in on this, and I'm confident that, you know, that thing you do, that thing you want to accomplish, that person you want to become, that feeling you want to experience in life, with practice, you'll do it. You'll become it. It's inevitable. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm really passionate about this, clearly, and I think it really is the way to address what you want in life, who you want to become in life, by realizing that everything is able to be practiced. Even things like self-esteem and confidence, you can practice them. It's like a skill. You have to build it, just like any profession or podcasting or writing or anything like that. It's about practice. So hope you found it valuable. If you did, really appreciate it if you'd share this episode with a friend. There I am. That's me practicing asking for what I want. So I'd appreciate you sharing the episode or the podcast in general. It really does mean a lot to me. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.